little blips on the radar, if you will, so we know you're out there.
Yeah, we know there are people out there listening to us, and I think Big Fatty calls them lurkers.
Lurkers. We see we can see numbers, you know, we've seen numbers different places.
So we know you're listening.
People are out there.
We know you're listening.
You're just not talking to us.
Right. So I'm going to make I don't want to say a plea. That sounds...
Don't be afraid. We're not that scary.
Don't be afraid, little boy. It's just candy.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Don't be afraid, little boy. It's just Big Fatty.
Yes.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 37-o-fo. BFO good for right. The 15th of April 2022. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you forgot how to say for right day. Big Penny, it's Squeaky Piggy! Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope you're good for right. It's going well. Big Penny, you fucked it up there at the beginning. I did. Y'all, it's good for right. Y'all, it's also the day that you pass over things. You just pass over them. Just, you know, it's kind of like taking the trip on the Delta Airlines, and you just pass over things. You know, oh yes, Big Fanny, that's what I think of when I think of the Passover. Y'all, it's also the Easter Bunny weekend. Y'all, just a little food for thought. Oh, Big Fatty, I knew you'd throw some food out there. Y'all, did you ever wonder why the Easter Bunny brings eggs? Now, rabbits don't lay eggs, and I don't understand that. Big Fatty, maybe they just those little pellets, people think they're chocolate eggs. No, I hope not. But y'all y'all, I hope the Easter Bunny is good to you. And that you enjoy the half-price Easter candies on Monday. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this Easter weekend, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first today, y'all, if you've been to Pride 48 down there in Nolens, you've met him, I'm sure. Y'all, he's just one of the most generous and sweet people you'll ever meet. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we all love a pocketbook. It's true, and y'all, he's here every Friday for Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, today will be no different. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Durwood. Big Fatty, we love Durwood. It's true. And y'all, then Tamari. Tamari is, it says on the Mayan calendar that it is the fake. It is the fake birthday of this person. He's been to Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas and in Nolens. we hear from him often here on the little show. And y'all, his big super surprise, I don't know if you knew this or not, but his big super surprise is, he's finally got a door on his outhouse. Big Fatty, we love a door on the outhouse. And, I am referring to the founder of Next Blom and Blom Time and, Blom, I don't know, just Blom. B, Patty, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Mr. Cackle, Baron Frosty. Big Patty, we love Mr. Cackle. And so, if you see Durwood or Mr. Cackle on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, knowing how they like to drink, they probably don't give a damn about, oh no, Mr. Cackle likes cake. I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Maybe served in a wine glass. Big Fatty! Y'all, I just want to remind everyone that next week, all week next week, y'all, it's Lurker Week. So, Lurker, come out. Y'all, if you listen to the little show and you've never sent Big Fatty an e-letter or a voice letter, even better, y'all, just drop a little note in the e-letters or the voice letters to Big Fatty, and let's see if we can meet some new folks out there. Big Fatty, we love a lurker! Music for Easter weekend. It's just lovely. Speaking of Easter weekend, that Alex and Brandon, the proprietors of the Carolina Cheese and Provisions, they're having their Easter bonnet. Their Easter bonnet party that Big Fatty was invited to, and I told him, I said, I'm just gonna be selfish, because when I come up there, I just want to have you all to myself. Oh, but Big Fatty Carolina Cheese and Provisions is probably catering. Well, could be, but so be it. I'm sure it'll be the social event of the season. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Maybe they can all figure out why the Easter Bunny carries eggs. Maybe. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think. We went to the Vons. No, we didn't go to the Vons East. We went to what is that place called? The Costco. And got back, and I don't remember what I had for my supper, but there wasn't a whole lot of it. Whatever it was, in fact, I don't remember. I did have a little popcorn though. Anyway, y'all just watched some of the sports ball. No, it was an afternoon game. So I caught up on some things on the TV machine, and y'all, then the Survivor, the survivor was on, y'all, 2 hours. I'm sure Granny was bitching and complaining because he had to stay up late. One moment, please. Y'all, that's my hot tea. And then, y'all, that didn't end till 10 o'clock. I didn't stay up to watch the Beyond the Edge. Y'all, I hope it's not renewed. However, y'all, during the Survivor, did you see this? I said, y'all, the CBS, y'all, they're bringing a new reality show out called The Real Love Boat, and it's set to air in the U.S. and Australia later this year. Princess Cruises is going to be the backdrop for the new reality series, and y'all, the contestants are going to be spending nearly a month at sea. But just one winning couple will make it to the final port and win a cash prize plus a courtesy, a trip courtesy of Princess Cruises. Y'all, it sounds, Big Fatty, it sounds like Love Island on the high seas. Well, you know, if it's going to be that, you know, the Alex and Brandon are going to be watching that. But anyway, Eureka Productions is going to be producing this. Y'all, it just sounds, Big Fatty, it sounds like hell on the high seas. We need some pipe booty pirates to take over that ship. Big Fatty! Big Fatty, are they going to have that on your Atlantis cruise also? They ought to. Big Fatty, well, okay. Slept pretty well. Again, I had the AC on. Y'all, it's just too humid and the temperature's just not getting down low enough. I think we've come to the end of the windows open nights. So, woke up about 7:20 on Thursday morning, had my breakfast, read the paper, did the Sudoku. Y'all, it's a little tougher today, but I got it. That's hot tea, if you didn't know. Then I was off. I was off on my morning nip. I walked, did the big circle, came back. On Wednesday I bought that big bag of the everything bagel chopped solid mix, and y'all, by the time I opened it today, part of the iceberg lettuce was already turning, it turns kind of red, and so I had to go through and pick all that out. And anyway, I had a giant solid for my lunch on Thursday. I added some of that rotisserie chicken in with it, but Big Fatty, you'll be tooting it up during the Price is Right. That's not so good for the folks sitting beside me. Big Fatty, you can always blame it on Granny. I guess so. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else I needed to make you aware of. Y'all, I can't really think of anything else. So, y'all, I guess that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shiety. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm right. I've got Cuthbert here.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Oh.
It is me, Cuthbert.
How are you?
Yeah.
I'm lovely.
He's got a question for you.
Okay.
He's a bit concerned.
A bit concerned.
I'll ask Big Fatty, shall I? Yeah, we're a bit concerned because we've not heard from Robot Big Fatty for a while.
Oh.
And we know that, you know, he kind of lives independently.
No.
Does his own thing.
No, yes.
And he vanishes for months on end and then just pops up.
Probably.
The couple could do with getting in contact with him.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to say, if you hear from Robot Big Fatty,
yes,
can you just let us know?
I will.
And let him know that Cuthbert wants a word.
Oh, yes.
It's a long story. I won't go into it.
No, let's not get into it today.
Anyway, I hope everything else is okay with you.
I am.
I hope Poodle is okay.
Oh.
And, yeah. Cuthbert would be very, very grateful if you do hear from him and could let him know.
Yes, please let us know if you hear from Robot Big Fatty.
Oh.
We could do with his help.
Yes, that's right, Cuthbert.
Yes.
I'm sure Big Fatty will do all he can if he hears from him.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I suppose I better go.
Uh-huh.
It's only a quick one, just
quick
to pass
one.
On this message from Cuthbert.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'll do a proper message soon.
Yes.
I hope to be going out and about.
Oh, yes.
In the next day or so. So I might record a message.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Out in the wilderness again.
Out in the wilderness.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay.
Bye, Poodle.
Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle. Kiss.
Kiss. Kiss.
Kiss. Kiss exclamation.
Oh, kiss exclamation. A Big Fatty. Yes. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, and that's Cuthbert. That Big Fatty, who's butt, Cuthbert? anyway, y'all, evidently Robot Big Fatty is missing. Yes, Big Fatty, much like that Patty Bacon. Oh, I didn't tell you. Y'all, I got a text, not a testimonium. I got a Twitty. Got a Twitty message from Patty Bacon in Needrabah, North Dakota. Yes, Big Fatty, Aberdeen is Needrabah spelled backwards. And and y'all, you're not a bit worried sick? Worried sick, I tell ya. She says that she'll be back around now that she's she's not out hunting for Mean Keen. Oh, Big Fatty, that's just like her. Patty Bacon TM is she's a giver. She's a wilderness giver. She gets out there and she puts out she just puts out. It doesn't really matter if there's something that needs to be put out, it's Patty Bacon. I mean, if there's something that needs to be put out, Patty Bacon will put it out. And, it'll just warm the cockles of your heart. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your cockles of your heart or anything else. So, Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. And I'm sure you'll probably hear something from Robot Big Fatty here before you know it. I'm sure he hadn't forgotten to look for you. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Easter weekend. Y'all, it's our farewell to Mr. Pickle at Friday at Fatty's. He's moving to the Oregon or someplace, Washington State, I don't know. But we got Durwood's celebration of eggs. Big Fatty, it's just going to be a hootenanny, it is. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show. And Holly, anything to say to...
Don't be afraid, little boy. It's just Big Fatty.
Yes.
Big Fatty's not afraid. Y'all, Holly promised 8 to 9 inches.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.